Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You imagine getting so high on something that you gouge your own eyes out as a sacrifice to God? That's something that just recently happened. It's a crazy story, but we just wanted to talk about this because it's important. This girl could definitely use our prayers. Thankfully, she says she's never going to use drugs again. Obviously, I mean, when you get to the point where you're gouging your own eyes out in front of a church as a sacrifice to God, that should be a wake-up call. Welcome to Josh Peck Disclosure. I am the aforementioned Josh Peck, and with me in basement is my lovely, beautiful wife, Christina Peck. How are you doing?
I'm great.
This has been a fun week. So this is the last video that we have for this coming week. Like we said before, we record these ahead of time. Usually it's me. I take a couple hours and record 7 videos to release throughout the week. I would like to just be able to do these every day, as things happen, but in order to, or even do more live videos, stuff like that. But in order to do that, it takes a lot of time and it costs money to be able to do stuff like that.
He has a 9-to-5 that he's got to get up and go to every day.
Here's how you can help though. You can go to joshpeckdisclosure.com. You can check out all the free content there. You can share it with your friends and, if you really want to, it would be really appreciated. You can click on the donate button and help us out. It helps her out, it helps me out, and it ultimately helps you out more than anyone else. We want to upgrade this equipment. We want to give you guys some better shows. And there's just a lot that we can do with your help. This channel is basically totally donation-based. It's donation-funded. It's viewer-funded, people like you. We just can't rely on AdSense anymore. Google AdSense, they shadow ban us. They YouTube lies and says that we only get a couple hundred views per video. Yet
you got 80 comments.
And there's no way that I'm going to get all those comments if not a lot of people are watching.
It's usually, the ratio doesn't add up.
It doesn't. If you get 1-2% comments to viewer, ratio, then that's about right. But anyway. You're not going to see a 70 or 80%. But anyway, so we thank all of you for commenting because it has proved our point. It has proved that YouTube is kind of fudging the numbers here. So I can't rely on YouTube or Google or anything. But I trust you guys way more than I trust these social media platforms. And when we as a community come together, we can build something amazing. So let's do that at joshpeckdisclosure.com. Take advantage of all the free content. Leave us a donation. That would be greatly helpful. Do a monthly thing if you can, because that helps us plan for the future. All that would be greatly appreciated. And if you can't afford to donate, that's okay. You can donate your time by sharing this video, sharing the other videos, telling your friends and family about Josh and Christina Peck. You can help us out that way by helping get the word out. So, South Carolina, a woman actually gouged her eyes out in public while she was on a drug-induced high, and she said that she believed the drugs were bringing her closer to God. There's actually a community, a large growing number of people that believe this kind of stuff, that doing drugs are going to get you closer to God. No, they won't. Her name's Kaylee Muthart, 20 years old, from Anderson, South Carolina. She opened up to Cosmopolitan magazine about how she went from a straight A student occasionally drinking and smoking marijuana to having meth and ecstasy on a regular basis. She said it all began last summer when she smoked marijuana that was laced with a narcotic that she believes may have been either cocaine or meth. And following the incident, she left school and her job because she felt like she was betrayed by the friend who gave her the laced substance. So soon after that, Muthart and her relationship with her boyfriend of 2 years began to deteriorate, and she smoked marijuana and took Xanax to cope, and the breakup led to a mental breakdown and a bipolar disorder diagnosis. which who among us have never been diagnosed with bipolar? I think that is so over-diagnosed. I was diagnosed.
It's like ADD. Now your kid is running around in circles. They're not being a kid. They have ADD.
Yeah. So she said that she eventually found a new job but couldn't shake off the thoughts of how the laced marijuana made her feel. It was those feelings that made her decide to smoke meth last August. So she lost her job because she was too embarrassed to go to work after she picked at her face, because that's something that meth can make you do. It can make you pick at your face or pull your hair out and stuff. Following her trip on the narcotic, that's what happened. Eventually, she turned to ecstasy as well. And she's quoted as saying, "While on ecstasy, I studied the Bible. I misinterpreted a lot of it. I convinced myself that meth would bring me closer to God."
Yeah, misinterpreted is right.
Yeah.
Where in the Bible does it say take drugs to be closer to God?
Well, it's in there, but you got to take the drugs to find it.
Oh, there we go. It's somewhere in the back.
Yeah. So during Thanksgiving, her mother, Katie Tompkins, tried to intervene and even recorded a phone conversation between the two of them to get a court order that would force her daughter into a rehab center. However, Muthart bought meth from her dealer. She recalled that she injected a larger dose of meth than she'd ever used before. This was on February 6th of 2018. That day, while hallucinating from the large dose, she recalled that she thought someone had to sacrifice something important to the world, and that person was me. She's quoted as saying that. She also says, "I thought everything would end abruptly and everyone would die if I didn't tear out my eyes immediately.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know how I came to that conclusion, but I felt it was without a doubt the right rational thing to do immediately." So she said that the man she had been staying with, who she didn't identify, but she said that he had a biblical name, that he was driving by and asked her a question. She said she felt that the encounter was her sign. So what happened next left her absolutely completely blind. So this is kind of graphic, but this is what she said. This is gross, so if you don't want to listen, you should mute it for a second. But she said, "So I pushed my thumb, pointer, and middle finger into each eye. I gripped each eyeball, twisted, and pulled until each eye popped out of the socket. It felt like a massive struggle, the hardest thing I ever had to do," she said, "because I could no longer see. I don't know if there was blood, but I know the drugs numbed the pain. I'm pretty sure I would have tried to claw right into my brain if a pastor hadn't heard me screaming, 'I want to see the light,' which I don't recall saying, and restrain me. He later said when he found me that I was holding my eyeballs in my hands. I had squished them, although they were somehow still attached to my head. Across the street, terrified churchgoers from the South Main Chapel and Mercy Center watched on." Muthart said that during the incident, her mother was traveling to the courthouse to get her committed to the rehabilitation center, but she was too late. Following her surgery to save her optic nerves, Muthart said she knew she was blind and suffered from bad headaches. She said she refused powerful painkillers despite her pain and even asked visitors to describe how she looked now that she could not see. Now, since then, she's been clean. She's been adapting to her new lifestyle and hoped to go back to school for marine biology. She also plans to attend 90 Narcotics Anonymous meetings and hopes to raise enough money on GoFundMe for seeing Eye Dog. So despite the situation, she said that she's happier now than she's ever been before any of this happened. She's quoted as saying, "I'd rather be blind than dependent on drugs. It took losing my sight to get me back on the right path, but from the bottom of my heart, I'm glad I'm here."
Ah,
horrifying story.
That's disgusting.
So that, you know, Fox News has reported on this, and so has a number of other outlets, but that's why it's really important to talk to your kids about drugs, the stuff that's out there and the consequences. You can even be honest with your kids if you've done drugs and you have stories, whether good or bad. I find that just honesty is the best way to go. My mom was honest with me about her drug use, and it was due to that I avoided many drugs. Now, when I was younger, I did end up doing some, but I think that had it not been for my mom's honesty about her experiences, I think I would have just gone off the deep end and I would have just totally gone head first into it. But, you know, obviously that was years and years ago. I'm not doing anything like that anymore. And I think it's actually evil and morally reprehensible to be involved in any of that kind of stuff. A lot of people have not stories that are this extreme, but a lot of people have those types of stories that, you know, of a bad trip or a time you took too much and got sick or even almost died. Mm-hmm. There was a time I think I actually almost died, and it was ecstasy that did it. And it was actually this woman right here that got me to stop doing all that. When I first met her, she was already dating somebody, and actually so was I. But we developed a really close friendship, and I didn't know if the girl I was with at the time, I just didn't know if I would be with that girl forever, and I didn't know if she would be with her boyfriend forever. So I thought, okay, if I'm ever going to have any kind of chance with her in the future, I really need to stop doing all this stuff. You know, at the very least, she deserves a better friend. So I quit doing all that junk. So that's a very short version of the very long testimony involving drugs with me. But I'm sure many of you have your stories out there. Is there anything that you wanted to add?
No. You know, I can't speak for any experience with drug use or anything like that. I never got into that scene, but I had many of my friends who have been involved, and later they got out of it. But I have a couple of close friends who did die, yeah, who I went to school with. And it broke my heart when I heard that they died. A couple of them left, one of them in particular left two kids behind. Mm. And it's very heartbreaking. And yeah. So every time I hear of a classmate or a very close friend of mine who passes away due to drug use, it breaks my heart.
Yeah, and we hear that kind of stuff more and more, and it's really unfortunate. I've had friends too where that happens. It seems to happen more often than not. So the obvious message is don't do drugs.
Yeah,
there's nothing good about it. It's a very temporary relief to pain that'll never be healed. If that's the medication, if that's the solution. I didn't actually start healing from the pain that was leading me down that path until I stopped doing drugs and just started getting real with myself, you know, and opening up with other people, talking with other people. So there might even be people that are watching now that are involved in some of this stuff. And, you know, I would be the biggest hypocrite in the world if I judged you for it, but at the same time, it's not doing you any good. And it's whether you see it or not, it's harming those around you. It really does. And you might think, well, they shouldn't care. You know, I'm not, you know, why should they care? I'm not anybody. It's their fault if they care. Well, no, it's not, because it's human nature to care, and you're hurting them by continuing doing that stuff. But there's a lot of resources to get help. And if you've been through this before and have gotten help and have gotten out of it, leave us a comment in the comment section below, because people read this stuff. Mm-hmm. And you could actually help somebody. If you follow me on Steemit, leave me a comment on Steemit. I will reply. I reply to all of them on Steemit. On YouTube, not so much. And it has nothing to do with you guys, but it has everything to do with YouTube. And I've talked about that in other videos. But follow me on Steemit, steemit.com/@Josh Peck. Very easy to find. And also, once again, go to joshbeckdisclosure.com. Get a bunch of free content, get informed, and if you could, click the donate button and help us out. This is a viewer-funded channel, viewer-funded production. So all that being said, thank you so much for watching, and until next time, take care and God bless.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.